Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Michael Lockhart. I've been waiting to talk to
Yeah. So what I want to do with you is, my name is Shira. I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator. What I want to do is call into the New York Best Medical and see what the status of your case is and see where you're holding, okay, and how they would like us to proceed, okay?
Okay.
This is for me to see how I can better assist you. So bear with me while I try and get us connected, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Broker, are you here?
My broker line. My name is Juliana. May I ask who's speaking with today?
Hi, Juliana. My name is Shira.
Michael Lockhart. Oh, sorry.
I'm calling from Family First Care LLC with Michael Lockhart. We just want to check the status of the case.
No problem. Mr. Lockhart, what's your date of birth?
1/31/83. Yes.
Thank you. And to verify I'm speaking regarding the correct individual, I just want to obtain personal information. I will not speak to anybody regarding the application without your written and verbal consent, sir. What is your home address?
4041 Freemansburg Avenue, Easton, Pennsylvania, 18045, apartment 2.
Thank you so much. And the person that is calling in will Mr. Lockhart. What is your first and last name?
Shira, S-H-I-R-A, Del, D-E-L-L.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
Family First Care, LLC.
Thank you. And Mr. Lockhart, do you give verbal consent that she's eligible to be on this phone call with us today?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. And do you guys mind if I place you on hold while I just take a look into this case?
No problem.
Thank you. One more moment, please. Oh, Hi, thank you guys for holding and being so patient. I do apologize for the wait. So I did go to the county assistant's office side to see what was going on. I do see the application was closed back in November. I also do see that the information was scanned in back in January. So it looks like what the county assistant's office needs at this time is...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Michael, please take this down, okay? Because I'm going to have to go, but I will talk to you soon. So take down what she's saying. It's very important.
Yeah, I think I probably heard what she's about to say already.
Oh, they just want updated information, and with that, I just want to schedule a reassessment, which is just a half an hour phone call with one of the enrollment case managers.
Now, this is the part where they lose me at, because I send the stuff in, and now you're saying I got to resend in the same information?
I didn't say that, sir. I said that we need to schedule a reassessment so we can complete a new Compass application over to the state's office.
Okay, so do you know how much longer that would take? Because I've kind of already been, like, kind of been, like, 3 months already and seem to be, like, nothing's going on with just conversations after conversations. While I last spoke to the city, said that... that I have to do a new application.
That's what you'll be doing over the phone.
Okay, so all right. How long would that take?
So it could take approximately 30 minutes over the phone once I schedule the appointment. I have an available appointment if you want it for Wednesday the 25th between a window of time of 11 to 11:30.
Next week, Wednesday. Okay, yeah. Next week, Wednesday.
I can schedule that with our enrollment case manager. Her name will be Diamara.
So next week, Wednesday, at 10 o'clock?
Between, yes, 11 and 11:30, over the phone.
Okay. All right.
And what number shall we call?
This one should be fine, or you can also have, hold on for a second, 1 second. So, over here. I'm sorry, 1 second, 1 second. We have, come on. I have 862-284-5644. And if you would like, I also have, if you would also like to have, I have also 484-541-4655. So either one I can be reached.
No problem. And did you need an interpreter for a different language?
No.
All right, I have that scheduled for you. Any other questions or concerns?
Questions is for them next week, Wednesday at 11. Thank you.
No problem. And did you need interpreter services? Oh, you said you didn't. It's fine. Apologies.
Yeah.
And did you want to participate in a short customer satisfaction survey?
I don't know. Thank you. I have to make another call about this topic.
No problem.
Thank you
again for contacting Pennsylvania Independent Room Broker Line. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for ACT.